I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and orders of the officers appointed over me, according to regulations in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God.
November 11th is set aside as a time to honor the men and women throughout history who have taken that oath read by Bernard Avalli, who served in the Coast Guard. Avalli spoke during Pittsfield's Veterans Day ceremony, moved inside City Hall Wednesday morning. It is typically held at the Pittsfield Veterans Memorial off South Street after the parade. Area veteran organizations, Boy Scout troops, and the community at large were represented. Fran Tremblay of the Berkshire Veterans Coalition served as Master of Ceremonies. He shared a poem called, What is a Veteran?
Some are disabled, some are disturbed. After coming from hell, they find they've been curbed.
Avalli shared what he says it means to be a veteran, hearkening back to the military oath.
It is a complex and yet simple mindset. It begins with a simple oath, an oath that binds and galvanizes the heart, mind, and soul into a single purpose. A solemn, intimate vow, deeply felt and sacredly held.
Avalli said the oath is taken for life and extends beyond enlistment dates. That statement is personified by Tyrone Bellinger, named Veteran of the Year by the Berkshire Veterans Coalition at the ceremony. The Marine served a tour of duty in Vietnam and worked for the U.S. Postal Service for 37 years. Bellinger belongs to six veteran organizations and is currently vice president of Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 65. Bellinger visits veterans in multiple nursing homes each week to hear their stories and has conducted more than 35 interviews for the Veterans History Project.
But you know, it's a healing process for me too. All the things that I do, it helps me. Every time I go to a nursing home, every time I do anything, it helps me out. So this is why I keep doing these things. I do, you know. I'm going all the time, but it's a fun thing to do.
Veterans in attendance were urged to share their stories with the Library of Congress Project through Pittsfield Community Television. Mayor Dan Bianchi also thanked those who have served in the armed forces.
Now, I would encourage all of us to begin each day and end each day with a peaceful reflection and a prayer for all the young men and women serving today around the world and for all of their loved ones who display that blue flag, and they still do, in their windows and on their bumpers, on their lapels, and in their hearts, and especially for those who carry the gold star in their heart.
A Veterans Expo is being held at the Crown Plaza in Pittsfield Thursday from 9 to noon, featuring job, education, and healthcare opportunities for current and former military personnel and their families. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.
Now is the time to honor our vets. Remember their pain? Don't ever forget. Remember them now and give them their due. Stand by their side because they did it for you.